From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Lots of people don't like or want to drink for health reasons, religious reasons, money reasons, but they still like to socialize, and more bars and drink makers are accommodating them with non-alcoholic cocktails. Marketplace's Renata Sago has a story.
This is Southern Nights, a popular nightclub in Orlando. The house is packed with fans of drag queen Evie Oddly, who just ended a dance routine with a dramatic backbend off the stage.
The party has just begun. Go to the bar, get yourself a drink, and we will meet you on the dance floor.
David Thomas Moran's been coming here for drinks for more than 15 years. No alcohol for him right now, though. He's sipping some sugar-free Red Bull from a plastic cup.
Well, I would say that I'm, like, sober curious.
Moran cut way back on alcohol last June, swapping out gin for Diet Cokes and cranberry tonics, and $100 drink checks for $8 ones. The problem, Moran says, the drink options are a bit dull when he goes out.
There rarely are alternative drinks, you know, when you're out, so you can still feel like an adult.
Across the country, companies are trying to fix that by opening boozeless bars. Chris Marshall used to work as a recovery counselor. He started Sands Bar, with locations in Austin and Kansas City, as a place for people who want to have a good time without alcohol. Sands Bar sells new alcohol-free brands like Dry Soda Company and crafts its own mocktails.
Things like a rosemary and ginger mule, or a Sansgarita, which incorporates lime, agave, and apple cider vinegar.
Marshall says Sands Bar is running some alcohol-free events in cities across the country this year. The company's hosted in St. Louis, Portland, and Alaska so far. Marshall hopes to go international. He sees a growing market in public health campaigns like Dry January for consumers who are cutting out alcohol for a month.
Dry January, which was just this kind of small inside baseball thing 5 years ago, is now a huge marketing opportunity for brands.
Well, it's easier these days to find fancy adult drinks that don't get you drunk. Darren Seifer of the NPD Group cautions that we shouldn't let this trend go to our heads just yet.
For anything to really start to move in food and beverage, you need to look over 5, even 10 years to see changes in the way that we fundamentally behave.
Meanwhile, booze-free bar owners are going strong. Listen Bar in New York City offers seasonal urban-fused drinks with names like She Pretty and Ghost Me Maybe. And a new beverage company called Seatlip debuted pop-up bars in Atlanta and L.A. this year. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.